Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty good on a gritty win there, Sean. I mean, not a lot went right on offense, but when you had to, you made the plays.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys, the way they battled. I thought, you know, the character of the football team, the men in our locker room, was on display today. Great to have it at home. I thought the fans showed up, did a great job for us all the way through the game.
Gave the ball to Keith and Marcus 25 times today. Was that a byproduct of how often Detroit often dropped eight into coverage? A good deal. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or you were just saying, we're going to pound this thing?
We had success at times. I thought Marcus got off to a good start. Credit our offensive line. I thought we had some good movement, good holes there early in the game, and then it kind of went stagnant a little bit, but we stayed with it, which is important. And then you saw Keith, after Marcus went down in particular, come out. You know, what more could you say? Rookie, undrafted free agent to come out in his first action and really handle himself with great composure. And I know we got Levi out there, undrafted free agent, rookie, same thing with Robert. Those guys made big-time contributions today.
Coach, on that note, Robert Foster, he's had almost 500 yards the last five games. What's led to the uptick in his production over the course of that span?
Yeah, I just believe he's starting to get it. You know, like I mentioned, I think it was the Jets game, the first Jets game where he came back and, you know, we had let him go and then he came back and maybe it was a wake-up call, you know, that he started understanding what it takes to play in this league and the preparation you've got to put in to earn the right to, A, be on the team, but also be productive for us. And it's also a great wake-up call for the other young players, right? When a guy comes in, one of their buddies, and goes through that type of transformation, if you will, that he's growing, and they can see that, well, that's what happens when you do things the right way.
How about Josh's day? You know, like he ran for a score for you, but didn't have the big numbers, you know, with his feet. Talk about how he threw the ball, in particular the ball to Foster down.
Yeah, I thought he made some big plays. You know, the growth that I saw was at times he threw it away when he needed to throw it away, you know, a big time throw to Robert there to pull us to bring us from behind. And, you know, the comeback, the way the team came back, they hung in there all game. The guys were going down. Next guy stepped up, was unfazed, went in, did a great job. And then Josh kept us on point with the offense, made a big play, and Robert scored. So, good team win.
Josh's touchdown run, it looked like he went through his progressions, took some time before taking the corner.
Yeah, from what I could tell, he did. You know, it was a great athletic play. Offensive line gave him some time. He went through his reads, to your point, and nothing was there, so he felt like he could take it himself, and it was a good decision.
Defensive effort, Coach. I mean, last seven possessions for them, six punts and a missed field goal. Just the job by your D there.
Yeah, I thought Coach Frazier and the defensive staff and the players executed extremely well. Tremaine did a great job. We were using Lorenzo a little bit in some different positions than what he's played this year up to this point. To be able to do that, I thought he did a phenomenal job there. And, you know, I thought we continued to apply pressure to them and got the ball out fast. We tackled well, tackled better in the second half than we did in the first. Third downs, we had the second touchdown drive that they had. It was two third downs in particular where they had one-on-one jump balls, basically. And we gave the quarterback too much time, and then we didn't make the play. So.
You didn't have sacks, you know, necessarily, Coach, but you're getting hits on Stafford. I mean, Lorenzo and Shaq seem pretty important in that effort. Just maybe the job those two guys did to kind of spearhead the effort.
Yeah, I love the energy that Shaq brought. He's one of our juice guys in terms of just the energy he brings to practice, the energy he brings to the game field. I'm really proud of the way he's grown this year. Still work to do, obviously, but you know, I thought it was a great team win. Offense, defense, special teams chipped in today. And then fourth down, you know, the offensive line did a great job in helping to get Josh the first down, and Josh did the rest himself.
How do you see this performance, Josh's performance, factoring into his development? First time in a month he hasn't really, you know, approached 100 yards rushing, won a game with his arm.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, to evaluate a quarterback, you got to go back and watch the film, as I always say. There's some throws that he'd like back. We had some opportunities. Some of those I thought should have been caught. But at the end of the day, he brought the team back to win, and that's hard to do. So for a young quarterback to do that shows his guts, which I appreciate.
What was your level of concern when first Murphy went down and then briefly Ford had to come out? What was your level of concern right there?
Yeah, I started to think about you, Sal, seeing if we could pull you out of the press box. I tried to find you, but I don't know if you had any reps left in you.
I mean, I know it's next man up mentality, Coach. We run out of guys to pull off the bench there. I mean, kind of a couple of positions, linebacker, and I mean, were you kind of like, who are we putting in?
Well, thankfully, the kind of bleeding stopped a little bit, even though, I mean, Pat went in and carried the ball for us, did a great job. I've been calling for that play for a couple of years now to get him the ball, and he did a good job when he had it. So, you know, guys stepped in, they stepped up. If we're out of backs, then we throw it or do something else with it. I don't know. But we moved the ball when we needed to move the ball, and still a lot of work to do overall, though, right? There's a lot to be learned from the tape. We'll get back in, watch the film, and get ready for New England.
Coach Isaiah McKenzie, it's rare to see a guy go off on a card and come back into the game. What's his status as it stands right now?
I mean, from what I know, he's fairly healthy. I'm sure he's a little bit banged up, but you don't see that every day where a guy goes off in the cart only to be brought back. So whatever our docs did with him and he was able to do, I'll get some of that when I get in here.
Johnny, talk about the lines dropping more guys in the coverage, more offense seen. How impressed were you with the fact that Josh was taking what the defense was giving him, sitting in the pocket, waiting for someone to get open? It didn't always work, but it worked quite a bit.
Yeah, that's part of his development, the question that was asked earlier. I didn't think he fled the pocket too early in the previous weeks. You know, I've looked hard at that, but there's going to be some, you know, that he does that just as it goes with the position a little bit. But he did sit back there. He looked comfortable. Credit the offensive line and the way they handled things. But just overall, I thought he was going through his progression. And, a play or two, he threw a ball kind of back across as he was going out of bounds, which – that's living dangerous right there, and I'm not a big fan of that. We'll address that next week here, but overall, I thought he took steps this week.
Do you see him learning from his mistakes?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a very coachable young man. It takes to coaching well, and comes in every day wanting to learn, wanting to grow. He's a sponge, and Coach Dable, Coach Cully, doing a good job, and also the influence of DA and Matt, the way they've been very unselfish in their approach in terms of helping Josh.
John, you mentioned this a little bit off the top here, but is this in some ways maybe a template for you, kind of a, you know, a grind it out type game close down the stretch, find a way to win?
No, that's you got to win close games in the NFL. That's the takeaway from this game. You got to be able to win close games, however they come out, but you also have to score points and stop them. I'd like a larger margin. That'd make what hair I have left stay on the top of my head. So that's what we're looking for. But we've got a lot of work to do. We've got to look at this film and be honest with ourselves and take it one step at a time right now. All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.